This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I just want to explore this kind of out loud and just kind of like feel out like where I'm at with it, but also like sort of what you all think. Sometimes when I text Kevin a question, I'm asking myself, and I'm like kind of trying to process it, and then he's immediately comes back like sort of interrupting me trying to figure out the answer for myself. You know what I mean? Like
it's
presumptuous. Today he's like, Otsuko has a show. She has a record after this, so she has to like go pretty early. And I just text that we'd have about 45 minutes. And I text, is that enough time? And that's me. That was me, like, that was for me, you know? Like,
we're
am I going to be able
it
to
out.
Get
is that
my
enough
shit off?
Time? Can I,
is
like,
that enough
can I ramp
time?
Up into full beast mode the way I need
yes.
to? Usually happens around, for, you know, fans of the show, minute
42 minutes.
Minute 42, minute 43. I'm suddenly, like, really doing pretty powerful comedy. And
yes.
the first 41 minutes are nice some of the time. They can be pleasant, but they're not real podcast.
And if I'm cut off before I can like get it all out, that could actually be very dangerous.
Medically, it's an issue.
And so, and Kevin's just like, yes, just immediately, yes, 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 that's enough time. And it's like, okay, well, let me think about it for a second. Because I know now Otsuko has to do this other show. Now I know what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was revealed by the mysterious man in the...
Your associate, Ryan. Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my associate husband, mm-hmm. best friend. Oh, mm-hmm. disgusting.
You say husband? You mm-hmm. say husband? Okay.
I say
associate. I used to say partner. Now I say associate.
Yeah, partner felt a little too formal. Associate mm-hmm. feels, you know,
more romantic.
To me, yes, it is an association, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm associated with them.
Uh huh. And then, if you want to get real freaky, I'm currently associating.
Right anyway. Now?
No, that was just like a, you know, example sentence.
Something you could
Got
say
okay.
at a different
yes.
time when you were.
Yes, yes. I hear a word, I like to use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
It's like
most
back
of
in
my
school.
Sentences yeah. are example sentences. Yeah.
Big mm-hmm. spelling bee vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Ryan revealed that the other show is called Bananas. He put a hot dog necklace on you because their show is called Bananas. And it's
and that's a food.
And it's a different kind of food.
It's a long, you know, semi-cylindrical food too, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Some would call it a stretch. It's like, oh, banana, hot dog.
You call a hot dog a stretch?
It, yeah.
Well, foot long hot dog, you call it a stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
Let me get a stretch. Throw a stretch on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, it's a stretch of meat bundled up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I think it's kind of a stretch to say, hey, banana, hot dog, same thing. Am I right? You know?
What is a hot dog if not a bundled stretch of meat?
Yeah. And
right? And a banana is a
bundled stretch of banana.
Fibrous, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fibrous fruit tissue. Just a healthy stretch of fibrous fruit tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Encapsulated in a hard peel.
But the hot dog necklace is for, it's not for me, you know what I mean? It's for the
it's
gentleman,
for a future
I'm guessing.
Show. I thought he just was like, this will look great. You're in the Zoom window.
You know what's wild? I don't wanna throw you all off, but what's wild is my associate husband best friend, Ryan.
Acquaintance.
Colleague.
Colleague. Mm-hmm. neighbor, some would say, you know, because it's like, I don't know, why not?
He's your neighbor, yeah.
And you could say, I'm neighboring right now.
Yes, exactly. Ooh, it's too early for all this sexy talk. But,
we're getting acquainted.
You know, what's wild is I'm not doing bananas at all today. The podcast.
Wow, that's so demented.
That was
all a setup.
Day.
This is like Ryan's Shutter Island, like the end of Shutter Island, you know?
It's true.
With none of
As
it,
I work it, back through, I go, none mm-hmm. of this really happened. It was all taking place in Ryan's head.
Is this all real? You know, and we don't need to make this about who's who and two boys on two boys. But, you know, the bananas hosts are two boys. And I think he saw two boys on the screen. You know,
two
Hayes,
nice young men.
Yeah.
Two nice young men, Hayes and Sean, and thought, those are the same boys.
And we are, as you mentioned, of a similar descent. Those were your words.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. And so I was going to let you do it.
Will you pull up the banana boys so I can get a look at
Sure. Can we actually take a long look at them?
Apparently, my
So it's Kurt Braunohler.
Cousins, I guess.
Kurt Braunohler.
Oh, it's Kurt Braunohler.
Kurt Braunohler.
And
wow.
Who's the other boy?
Who's he doing it with? Who we bringing in?
Oops, I Googled bananas.
Who's going
toe
to toe with Kurt?
Kurt, he's very big. He's tall. Very tall.
Scotty Landis?
Drink of. Scotty
it's
Landis.
Scotty? Oh,
that's
God.
Right.
You know
Marilyn
Scotty.
Mudflap.
Yeah.
Didn't you work with Scotty?
I worked with Scotty, yeah.
Did anyone ever mix you two up?
Scotty and I?
Mm-hmm.
No. It was pretty clear who was on a speedboat to success and which one of us was just going to kind of hang back and chill with Kevin and Hayes.
Hey, it's not a competition.
Hey, you need buoys. You need
That's
buoys
true.
Floating around.
No, they
there.
Tell you where it's safe to go. That's a little warning sign.
You need bullies, and your best bully is yourself. Is that what's going on?
You need bullies. Yeah, I think that's true as well.
Let me say, the buoy never sinks. The speedboat,
it's in danger.
Actually, will explode.
Yeah,
it'll hit.
I'm safe.
Jetty.
I'm holding still. You never got to gas me up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling, man.
That's what I like about you. And
weather the waves.
That's why I've done Hollywood Handbook more than I have done Bananas.
Any other show.
Any mm-hmm. other show, to be honest.
Maybe any other show.
We don't have to make this about the Bananas Boys
it's
anyway.
Not a contest,
actually,
necessarily.
Any other show.
Boys. We could talk about the Bananas Boys more.
It's almost demented how many times I've been on this show, to be honest.
It is.
By now.
Mm-hmm. It's sick.
No, they're calling a doctor for you.
Yep.
Otsko, have you done I Said No Gifts?
I have done that. Yeah. It's different, boy.
How do you get booked on that?
We were promised that.
How do you get booked on that?
That guest spot was secured, and then.
He swore.
Whoa.
He swore.
When he came on here, he said, like, and then you guys will go on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Which will definitely happen.
So, like, what happened? Like, was it like a normal, he emailed you or something?
Yeah. You know what? I'll put in a good
word.
It
worked like that? Okay. Oh, wow. That's not why I was asking, but let me know what he says.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, so I was on the Hollywood Handbook for the fourth time.
Again, fourth time, yep.
My favorite podcast to be
fourth
on, obviously.
Fourth time's a charm, yes.
Which you've only had me once. I said no gifts, Mr. Mm. Winnegar, right? And so, and then I'll bring you two up. That'll be more gentle, right? I start with me, and then I'll go, hey, so what about that Hayes and Sean and Kevin coming on? I said no gifts.
Kevin absolutely does not need
that. I mean, I'm available. Might as well. Let's go. Thanks.
Okay, I'll take it back. I'll say, hey, you know, scratch Kevin. How about that Hayes and Sean on your show? You know, they can bring a nice gift for you, and they're fun. I love those boys.
Yeah.
How's that email sound?
Wow. And you're saying that about us to him?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he'll say?
Well, you know, best case scenario, he'll say, hey, I love those boys. I'm writing them right now.
Two people in the same day.
I just have a feeling this is going to end with the Bananas guys going on there.
Doesn't it feel that way?
The confusion is already like, it's like we're so powerfully associated with them now, especially by you. I just can see it happening now. And I just am forced to watch with my eyelids pried open.
Yeah.
Well, the Bananas knowing boys me, I would, said no gifts.
Knowing me, I would get so nervous writing that email, I would write down the wrong names, you know? Mm-hmm. Just last minute send. Oh no, did I put Kurt and Scotty or was it Hayes and Sean? I can't remember now.
It is hard to remember. Me. We're like the same guys.
Yes, that's right.
Kurt, so I can't
I've never had that problem. So someone mistaking me for someone else of my descent. So
that's your brand. Your brand is very unique.
That's very sweet. Yeah.
And it's been
people
memorialized
think
in the content Smithsonian, which is HBO Max.
And HBO.
Ta-da. And HBO.
Don't just stick it to Max.
Wow. But they don't like... They probably want you to like act like HBO Max is not something that needs to be like corrected that like also on HBO. You know what I mean? They
It's all one big family.
You know? Yeah. Or it's even better is probably what they want. Because they made you're basically Westworld now. You got the Westworld slot.
That's what happened. Yeah. And now that White Lotus finished its finale.
They're going to cut that as well. They're going to take it off the streaming.
They're taking it off
because they ran out of
free up the data. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They said, yeah, that 1 hour, 1 hour of stand up comedy will fill up all these slots.
Mm-hmm. It's giving Westworld.
Thank you.
And it is sort of a mind bending hour of comedy, isn't it?
Mm hmm.
Mm hmm. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. There is a little sci-fi West. I've only seen one episode. There's a little sci-fi. Is she a person or not? Energy.
Is it a
cowboy
robot? You know,
love.
Is her
going to
fall
here?
Off and be like sparking? Like, bzz, bzz, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love, betrayal, deceit. Mm-hmm. All of it.
Yeah. Are you gonna go to sleep in some sort of goo bath after the show ends or something? Isn't that an element of it?
Yeah, I'm so glad we're all so well versed in this in Westworld.
Well, we all love Westworld. We talk about it every time we get together, and here we've got an actual reason because you've been given their slot.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan record the final episode of Carl Calls His Cousin, the boys check the bylaws for some very important information, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Also, we have brand new Podcast University merch designed by the one and only Hank Eubank, and the link for that is in the description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Otsko at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Like we said, we don't have a ton of time.
No, we're almost done.
I don't want to cut you off, but we have a lot of stuff that we gotta take care of.
Mm-hmm.
This is really exciting, actually, for you. And I'm capable of being excited about it as well. So we, in kind of like as we were booking this, we were having other conversations with other platforms and like kind of trying to, how can we like scale this, what we're doing with Otsko. And we managed to book you on late night. Kevin, help me.
All the shows.
Every late night show.
Jimmy.
Both Jimmys.
Jimmy Prime.
Jimmy James.
Jimmy James.
Hey, wouldn't you say James is a Jimmy too?
So it's Jimmy.
So you don't even know which one I'm talking about.
It's
when
Jimmy
I say
Cubed.
Jimmy, I'm talking about James. And when I say James, I'm talking about
one of the Jimmys.
One of yeah. the Jimmys.
James
and
Fallon,
one of the Jimmys
Jimmy
I am
Kimmel.
Referring to is, yes, that's right.
Jimmy Corden.
Yeah.
Steven. Seth. They're all going to welcome you. It wasn't easy to book them all in the same week, but we want the special to succeed because it is special. And you know, we had to do a little bit of negotiating, some fancy footwork. It'll be good for the show, I think, too, selfishly for our show, because obviously we'll be releasing an episode with a guest who's just done every late night show. We had to make some promises.
You're doing Trevor's last show. I just wanted, this is, we're booking. Yeah. And I know he said that he just did it, but he's going to come back and do one more.
He's going to come back and go, it's for an encore, basically. And the studio audience of The Daily Show has been holding up their lighters since that last one ended. And then when he comes back out, they're going to go nuts. And you'll be the actual, like, you know, you're coming, you're coming back out to play Hey Jude, basically. Yeah. We're you thought we weren't going to do this one? No, we're going to have Atsuko on this. So I think it's really cool. We made a guarantee, essentially.
Sure.
Which, if not fulfilled, we are heavily financially liable. That your appearance will be the most watched episode of each of these programs that has been recorded.
The pressure.
By quite a lot. The number,
because of an astronomical
number. Yeah.
Wow.
Because what you have planned
is so earth-shaking that everyone will be forced to tune in. And if they aren't watching at the beginning of the episode, by the end of the episode, they will be watching because of what you are doing. And so we don't know exactly what you have planned for the talk shows. You're catching up to it just as we are. But we should figure out something pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, this is great news. Thank you. I don't know how to thank you.
It's whatever.
I mean, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
it's good
no.
for us, too. It's good for us, too, you know, and it's pretty whatever on our end.
Yeah, I love that about you guys. It's just like, hey, no problem. Just, you know, froze earth and time, making sure you shine. So nice. So great.
But that's our vibe is like, you know, I'd love to see us succeed. I'd rather see my friends succeed,
and that's what feels
really good. Yeah, especially knowing I had some small part in it, in this case a huge part, because we've booked you on every single late night show, and we've made some promises whose fulfillment is crucial, or it will be devastating to both of our lives.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible. So is it like all in the same day? I'm doing them back to back? Jimmy Corden, James.
We're going to simulcast two of the shows. Was it Stephen and James who agreed to simulcast?
Stephen and Jimmy.
Stephen and Jimmy, and then Seth and James.
Yeah.
And Jimmy. Requested individual.
Alone. Okay.
Trevor will be after.
Alone.
Yeah.
Right.
Alone.
Wow.
Totally alone.
Guys, I'll promise to deliver something huge. Huge.
Well, yes. Well, we promised that. So now let's figure out what it is.
And we need a little more than just like something huge. Like,
we can't just say that. We did just say that, but now we really need to show up.
It does have to be that, but we just need a little more about like what it is actually.
What do you think
be.
You might do that? Yeah, could
they've
help
done some
us.
Pretty huge episodes? Jon Stewart played the drums on Colbert just this past week.
Yeah, dang.
And so that I don't even think was like their most watched show of all time by far. And so, like, it's just an example. And we booked you on Jon as well.
So we have to beat the episode.
Problem.
We have to beat the episode where Trevor left. I mean, because that was really watched too, you know. And
right.
So we have to
Well, that one's actually like probably easier to beat because it is like a encore finale. That one I actually don't think you have to do maybe anything.
You
because like by the time it's over, like,
and people will have heard you're doing that one last. People will have heard about what you did on these other ones.
Right.
And it'll be very impactful.
Go ahead.
Just legendary, famous talk show appearances that have been much discussed. Of course, I immediately think of the Joker movie. I don't. I don't believe, and I just want to say this for legal reasons, that you should kill any of the hosts of the shows live on air. I don't think that's a good idea. That's what the Joker did, and people seem to enjoy it.
Did you see that? Did you see that, the Joker movie?
I didn't see it. No,
when the Joker's acting so crazy.
It is exactly like your
comedic taste.
You would love it.
I can't believe you didn't see it. It is so your thing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Okay.
I turned to Hayes during the movie and said, Otsko has to see this.
She has to see it right now.
She has to see this. But what,
no way. Yeah.
What
no,
I did
I,
think
I will
of,
put it on.
If I could just
I see Roku
one
City
idea.
Back there. You have a portal to Roku City, right?
Oh, oh after we get off this and after I do the thing I put on this hot dog necklace.
You got a
one way
ticket to Roku City?
Oh, I'm not coming back. I'm turning on the Joker and the one where
the
he's
Joker
like
movie.
Going down the stairs or something. That one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The chiming of the bells.
Mm,
one of the most powerful moments in cinematic history. Here's my idea. Hear me out. And Kevin, let me know contractually if this would fulfill our obligation.
Okay.
I don't think you should do what the Joker did.
Oh.
Right? Oh. You don't want to.
I mean, I was open for suggestions. I feel like...
Turn the city on its head. It was quite a wake-up call for the people in the movie.
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't doubt yourself. Like, I was still listening when you, you know.
What I believe could be a compromise is if you were to wear a suit that was essentially a giant projector screen, and we could transmit the Joker film onto you during your talk show appearance. And you'd have to talk kind of quiet so people could hear the movie.
Yes.
And in that case, even if no one watched, what I'm thinking is so many people saw that movie, we could say, well, this is what happened on your show is still the most watched thing that has ever been on your show.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's art. Yeah. So I'm thinking like most of the movie though, like if we can show as much of the movie.
I'd like to show the entire movie on every show.
Awesome. Okay. Because I'm always afraid to ask for everything. I'm so glad you're here to be like, no, the whole thing. I was down with like,
here's the deal.
Three
Your show's
quarters
gonna be long
movie.
Tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up. Show's gonna go a little long. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Otsko showing the entire Joker.
I love that. That's
She's wearing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know.
But that's just the first idea. If other people have other ideas, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's also sort of a technicality, and I could see us getting tied up in court for a while.
Sure.
Did you know? I'm glad to see that you like kind of approach this the same way I do. Some people will take the people of Roku City's son away. They will turn off their son, leave them in complete darkness.
Yeah.
Or even sometimes like switch out to like something else instead of just like letting them just like live peacefully. And not having, like, you know, of course, dinosaurs are attacking them already.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have it on right now, baby.
It's so much tougher to see the dinosaur if they don't have their son. You know, you have to leave it on.
It's true. It's kind of why I leave it on now. It's why it's on at 1 p.m. I just kind of let them live.
Yes.
And at night I go, hey, thanks for the day. You know,
thanks
it's
for a great
get
day.
Your rest. Yeah,
thanks
thank you
for a great
the day.
Day.
Great work, everybody.
Yeah,
I love what you're doing. Get some sleep because we're gonna hit it hard first thing in the morning.
Yes, but now I'm watching the Joker, baby, and they understand. Yeah, so
you may not need to watch it now. You're gonna be showing it to everyone, so you're gonna.
See it too.
You're going to be watching it, I guess, sort of like this, like looking down at your own abdomen. But you're going to have to see it, you know, four or five times over the next week.
That's really exciting, honestly.
If we do that idea and we may, you know, there are rights issues, there are some, you know, trademark things that make it complicated. Hayes, did you thought of anything?
I'm thinking event. The word event is just like circling. I'm just like event, mm-hmm. event, event. Mm-hmm. Major television event. Major mm-hmm. television event.
Mm. Yep, 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 yep.
Live, the Joker movie, live.
The Joker movie live.
Like, ooh, you remember NBC
one person show.
You remember when NBC captured the hearts of America by doing
yes,
live, so many different things,
so many live,
mm-hmm.
and it was quite powerful, and it mm-hmm. united a nation that needed some healing at that time. You know, mm-hmm. it's hard to remember now mm-hmm. that just a few short years ago, there were some problems in this country.
So
problems that
saying...
only a live performance could fix. But a live Joker musical.
Oh, yeah.
In stage musical.
By the film. Oh, I mean, a stage, yes, but I think we'll have access to the entire back lot.
Yes, so it is... It's multi-stage. We're trapped because, like, the camera is the proscenium.
Mm.
And so, where, like, that is, you can travel between stages. And it's when the Joker's, like, driving around in his little, like,
his buggy, you know, or whatever.
His nefarious like dune buggy. His nefarious buggy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
Like a dune buggy with a big spoiler.
I have two questions.
Got a little dog next to him.
What's your history? Do you have like history in live performance?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like not like stand up and stuff. I mean, like legit, like
actual chops. Like,
yeah. Could I play the Joker? Could I play?
Singing
can
a
you
big
pull
song.
Off Joker? Do we need to bring in someone else for Joker? And you might be Joker's friend, who's like there.
Yeah, yeah, chorus girl.
Just to be safe.
Oh yeah. When it comes to theater, I've mostly been chorus girl. But guys, I mean, this gift that you guys got me, like, I promise, I'll work my butt off. I'll work my butt off to be the best Joker.
I love this. I love
that an Otsuka Okatsuka can be.
Oh, Otsuko, I just booked you on a new late night show.
Oh, there's another one? There's more?
There's a brand new one hosted by Lorne. You're going to be the first guest. It's called Saturday Night Lorne.
Lorne finally said enough is enough. And it is on Saturday night.
Same
it's on
slot.
Saturday night. Oh. Instead of Saturday Night Live, it's now Saturday Night Lorne. And it's just chopping her
get out of
the
way.
Most exciting just... comedy voices of today.
Dang, I can't believe they fired all those people to make sure this
it
worked.
Wasn't working.
They didn't
and
fire. Some of them have longer
time.
Contracts, so they're not fired, but they have different jobs now where they like snacks and stuff for Lorne.
Right. It's like Bowen Yang, the AC, or
yeah,
Sarah mm-hmm. Squirm, Sarah Sherman, the AD.
Yeah,
I love the AC, the AD. I love
it. Thank you for correcting yourself because she really doesn't like people saying Sarah Squirm anymore.
Mm. I wouldn't know, man. She's never done the show. Mm.
I'll email her.
She says Sarah Squirm.
I already emailed her this week again.
Well,
go ahead and hit her up.
Can you read that email, Kevin? And maybe we can get some pointers from.
Hey, Sarah.
Otsuko had a pretty good pitch for the Bridger email.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saying that she loved us. Yeah.
To start off, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what this one says.
Haha, yo. Love the show this week, dude.
Mm.
Just checking in about doing the podcast again. It's chill if not, but we need this.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't say that you love the boys. Like, you love these boys.
Yeah, I love.
I feel like that's what's
first
been missing
and foremost,
from this book.
Yeah, I'm not hyping you guys up.
It should have been, haha, yo. First and foremost, I love these boys. and then name them. And then, you know, the
not the banana the boys. Maybe she's thinking I'm talking about banana boys.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like, ha ha yo. I agree. It is how it should start. So, ha ha yo. Like, love the show this week or whatever. As for me, I've been producing Hollywood Handbook.
Mm-hmm.
Still awesome.
Yeah, still awesome. Freaking love the shit out of those boys. You know what? You should do Hollywood Handbook. Like we talked about.
But then it sounds like maybe he wants her to take over producing it.
Oh yeah,
that'd be cool.
Because he's going. That's what I'm doing. Then he goes, you know what? Actually, you should do it.
What if to make it less like sound less like, you know? Oh, I need this, right? Just be like,
yeah, a little desperate, huh?
Tell her about like others, you know. Just and then just be like, oh, come to think of it, would you want to be a guest? Like, have it be more like you're writing an email about something else, and then suddenly you're like, whoa, weird, since I'm already writing you.
Dude, Kevin, this is great. So send an email and just be like, hey, my neighbor lost their dog. Have you seen this dog? Then put a photo of a crazy looking dog so you know she's going to read the rest of the email.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like just like a creature from a movie or something.
Yeah.
It could be like one of the Ghoulies.
Hey,
and then
that's cool.
It could even still start with ha ha yo.
Yeah.
Ha ha yo. Mm-hmm. Or I was thinking maybe yo ho ho.
Ooh, that's okay. Holiday season style.
That's perfect. Very right? Choice, Sean.
So yo, it's ho, like, ho. Yo oh, wait, ho ho. My neighbor lost their damn dog. This dumbass left their door open.
Captain Dumbass left their door open.
Yeah, I love that little sucker. Have you seen it anywhere? And then picture of a dog.
Of one of the Ghoulies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a Ghoulie, and it says like, loves belly scratches, but careful, he does bite. And then say, at least I think it's a he. Can you check for me? Then say, oh shit, actually, you know what? You know what would be chill AF?
Yep.
You should guest on this show that I know about. Maybe leave it at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Subject 911 emergency.
Yeah. And sign off. Sue-wee.
Ooh, that's good.
Wow. And it's in gray, so you know that that's like part of his email signature.
Yep.
Just like so the color.
I was loving the... your commitment to, despite it sounds like not really having any experience in musical theater, trying really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned that it's not going to be enough to bring in the biggest audience any of these shows have ever had.
Yeah.
Bigger than, how about this? How about we split the difference between you killing, thinking of like the biggest episodes ever, you killing the host is one. Probably second biggest ever is Crispin Glover kicking David Letterman. And so maybe in this, like, you kick them so hard you kill them. I think you are actually going to have to
kill them. It feels like if we go halfway, it's not.
Hey, what do you guys think of? Okay, this is completely
please,
different.
No, hit me, yeah.
You know, a live surgery.
Surgery. That ends in you, save them.
Yeah, I saved
what
them.
What's the
I
opposite
feel,
of killing them?
I feel you know? Bad.
Live
yeah,
surgery.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, any ailments? Or we find out about the ailments first, and then we go, we're going to
Or fix- we poison them. What if we poison them, and then you come out live with the antidote on stage?
Yeah.
And
good.
Then you can do just like your stand up or whatever, but there's so much tension.
While they're healing, I go into my latest 5-minute set. So
I would say before you administer the serum, you go, this man only has 5 minutes left to live.
Right.
I'm going to do a tight 5 right now and then give him the medication that he needs.
Yes.
And then as you are doing that, and you're speeding up.
Right.
And it's like, hey, please don't laugh because
It's not funny.
That's going to extend this thing, and this man will die.
Oh, this is perfect. So I bring in a rattlesnake, right? And I accidentally let it hit Jimmy or James. I mean, all of them, I guess.
Sam B.
All of them. And the couple times we are simulcasting them, so it is going to have to hit Seth and James.
Snake's got
to
be pretty long.
Long.
Snake's got to be really long.
Long. Long snake. What did you call the hot dog earlier?
Stretch.
A stretch.
A stretch of snake. And it's going to bite. I'm going to act surprised. Oh, no. What is this? Oh, I have an antidote, and it's in my pocket, and I administer it, and I go, guys, so I've been thinking, me and my husband are going to get a tandem bike. That's the beginning of my set.
Yes, 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 yes.
And because if I'm exercising, he's exercising. And so, you know, obviously I'm not going to do the whole set here, but, and
heal, save it for the show appearance. Yeah.
As they heal, I do my type five and then I'll turn around and see if it worked. If it needs more time, then we bring in the projector dress.
A new snake. Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Which then I put on and I go, hey, Sean, hit it. And boom, lights out.
I love that my name is on the show. That's huge for me.
Hey, boys, I couldn't have done this without you. And so the lights.
Banana boys. Yeah.
That's what I'll say. Hit it. Hit it. Hollywood boys. Everyone will be like, whoa, who are those guys? The lights will go out. Projection on me. Right? What's happening? We're watching the Joker live.
You're projecting the movie, the Joker movie, onto the faces of the audience.
Ooh, now that's different. I didn't even think about that.
Well, you're going to be facing them if you're, you know.
Right. That,
and also,
that's cool.
I mean, you got to go do banana. I mean, it works much better because like their numbers are going up during the show instead of like when you kill one of the hosts. If you just like kill them, then they're just going to cut the feed.
Some people not will turn it off when the feed gets cut.
Some people will turn it off, and by the time anyone who would want to like try and watch, the feed would be cut. But
that's why the
5 minutes
West Coast
of someone
not
being
even
poisoned
see
we actually have time for people to tune in. Okay, well, you gotta go.
Yeah,
Sean and
Scotty,
I are gonna like
said hi, you know,
we're gonna stay on and like hammer out the details on this, but like, yeah, if you could say hi to Scotty
and Bridger and Sarah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Much love.
Thank you.
I'll put
much
in a
love.
Good word. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. I had a big pitch I didn't get to give, so I guess I'll give it to you guys
now. I'm really
now.
Scared that this better be good, because I am really feeling like this is not going to work at all. The whole time I was just like...
I was wondering, like, it was cool. She was agreeing to a lot of it, but I was like, this idea is terrible. Like, I was thinking she'd have some ideas.
Not. Wait till you hear this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Biggest episode of Late Night in history, Tom Cruise and Jimmy on the plane... And Tom goes, Jimmy, we're going skydiving. You're jumping out of this plane. Remember Top Gun Maverick? He brought Corden on a plane and said, you're jumping out of this piece.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Watched by billions.
And Corden said,
did it.
You what?
Wait, that was watched
you
by
what?
Billions creator Brian Koppelman?
He watched it, and a lot of other people did too. We follow up. Otsko does the same thing. Corden, get in that piece. We're skydiving again. This time, she takes the chute from him. She holds the key to the chute release.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or maybe hers. I don't need a chute.
And shoots him? Or you're thinking of parachute?
Parachute. Yeah, sorry. I should have clarified that.
No, that's fine.
She could shoot the parachute.
No, he should say, in the air, he should say, where's my shoe? And she says, right here.
Yeah.
She shoots him. And then saves him in surgery.
It's a mid-air murder. There's no way to even prosecute it. There's no
jurisdiction. There's no...
Anything goes in the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, yeah. It's there's no, like, sky PD. Like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's where I do all my business.
It'd be the world's fastest and highest murder.
Well, she still should pull the chute.
Yes.
Yeah. And go, I don't want gravity to kill you. I want you to know it was me. So that's pretty good. Or when she pulls the
and
chute,
she could be like,
goes,
this is for
that one has my lunch and like an apple and like a carton of milk fly out.
That's good.
It still somehow operates, but it's still open by pulling a ripcord, but it's when you want to fire your lunch at yourself.
She commits murder. She says this is for that waiter or something. And then that'll just like really get people talking where they'll be like, wow, I really don't think that was an appropriate reaction.
And then we go like, oh, on so the ground think- and she goes, kind of looks like an egg yolk omelet.
And so when people are like, that really was not okay to do.
No, that was so extreme. Like everyone had bad days.
Then we'll be that, but then we'll be like, okay, so your response was okay. Okay, so the way you responded to that, that was appropriate. I agree. This is somewhat disproportionate.
I think this is extreme, but I also think your reaction was equally extreme, which is you did nothing to protect our service workers. And when the most vulnerable members of society are not taken care of, that society has failed.
Mm-hmm.
So effectively, you did this because you put it all on Hotsko to take action.
Yeah, we can go that angle where people didn't do enough or what they all did by being so mean about it to Jimmy was actually worse and be like, this man, I can't have committed murder. This man is already dead by your hand.
Well,
what
and
you
that
did to his reputation.
And that Hotsko has become like waiter pilled or whatever because the online extremists were bullying Jimmy so hard that she thought she was standing up for her fellow man by doing this. And it's like you
she was
have
radicalized
convinced
by the online extremists.
Yes. And you have convinced people that this is an appropriate reaction. And maybe, you know, you should realize that what you say on the internet actually does have an impact on people are reading that. And some of us are pretty vulnerable to internalizing these ideas.
Here's the kicker that happens. All will be revealed in part two. What? That was the most watched episode of Corden. I thought that was the end. Oh, actually, the next day, which now has even more eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
Surgery saves him. This was all a learning experience.
Or at least we can try.
She tries.
I don't,
Unsuccessful. The fact that you're waiting that long to do surgery, like just with the, when they film it and air it, if you're going to wait 24 hours to perform the surgery, it might be a challenge, but we definitely can promise to try. Like
at the very least, if I were doing surgery on someone who had fallen out of a plane and possibly been shot in midair, I would at least want to begin the surgery as soon as possible, like schedules permitting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can bump his slot up a little bit. Maybe it's a two-part episode.
They do it early.
Right. That's right. Kevin, can you just update her? Can you just email her just like updating her on that? Can we just hear?
Should I CC Sarah? Just so she's
CC
in the
Sarah,
loop?
Just so she kind of knows that like we're actually
she sees that we're
doing
able
great.
To communicate
we're
with
actually
other,
doing. We're actually doing really good.
Like pretty established comedians, yeah.
Okay, so what are you writing?
Yo ho ho, my dude.
Ha ha, yo ho ho.
Ha ha, yo ho ho.
Yo ho ho.
Do I sound like a pirate? LOL.
LOL, parentheses, remember from before?
Yeah, Jack Sparrow here.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Sparrow.
You know Lonely Island?
Those guys rock.
Seriously.
Don't say they rock.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't want to hear that. She's trying to carve out her own thing.
You know Lonely Island?
They were on the show that she's on. You just say,
yeah.
Do you know them?
Just ask her if she knows them.
Just say if she knows them, she'll tell you if she does or not.
Ha ha, yo ho ho, I sound like a pirate, LOL.
Do I sound like a pirate?
Do I sound like a pirate?
Don't tell me you do.
Do I sound like a pirate?
You see how what we give you, Kevin, invites a response? I sound like a pirate is just
and
like...
It's
information,
that
it's your opinion.
Guests. Yes.
Yeah. Say, do I sound like a pirate? Then don't go like, Lonely Island rocks. Well, if she disagrees now, like, what is she saying? She wants to engage in debate. Just say, do you know Lonely Island? Now, you know, it's open. It's inviting. It's not closed.
Haha, yo-ho-ho. Do I sound like a pirate? Parentheses, Jack Sparrow here. Do you know Lonely Island? New line. Or should that be the subject?
Mm-hmm. Subject is 911 emergency.
911 emergency. Haha, yo-ho-ho. Do I sound like a pirate? Jack Sparrow here. You know Lonely Island?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Cut the Jack Sparrow line.
Yeah.
Say, you better start believing in follow-up emails, girly. You're in one.
You're in one. Great.
You're reading one? It doesn't matter. You're in one.
You're in one.
We're in one. Mm-hmm. You're in one.
You know Lonely Island? Just checking in with a major update. Jimmy.
Yeah.
First, he can't wait to do the show. Maybe gas it up a little.
Yes, that's great.
Make her feel like he's getting more pumped, yeah.
Very excited.
To do the crimes that we have planned.
Just checking in with a major update. Read Jimmy. First, he can't wait to do the show. Very excited. Do you have your pilot's license? I guess it won't matter, but it will help us.
This is too, like, we just need to keep her. Just say exactly what's going to happen.
I think it's going to be.
There's such a thing as too many questions.
You're scaring her off. And don't say it doesn't matter. Just go like.
Yeah.
Just like. Blow the dust off that pilot's license.
Yeah.
We're going airborne.
Mm-hmm. And now just say in like very clear language what is going to happen.
You need to jump out of a plane with Jimmy. When he asks where his chute is.
Yeah, where's my chute?
Mm-hmm. You say here and pull right out here. A gun. I'm going to put G*N.
That's nice. Yes. And you should say, and before that, right, trigger warning, trigger.
Trigger warning, colon, trigger. Mm-hmm. You need to jump out of a plane with Jimmy. When he asks where his chute is, you say here and pull out a G*N. Shoot the clown.
Don't say shoot the clown because it seems to, we're using the word shoot a lot. And
yes.
It feels too casual. Just say, do what needs to be done. Like, do what's necessary.
Yes. Do what's necessary. Trigger warning, trigger. You need to jump out of a plane with Jimmy. When he asks where his chute is, you say here and pull out the G*N. Do what's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Loved the special.
Then say, this is for that waiter or something.
Yeah.
And then in part two, you will be doing surgery on him either in the next block or the following day.
Mm-hmm. And just that's a conversation to have with CBS and just their sort of scheduling team.
Lots of love. Great up, by the way. A lot of good stuff in there.
Lots of love. Great up, by the way. A lot of good stuff in there.
And say that you love us, too. I mean, I feel like that was a big takeaway from her email.
Yes, it was.
I love
the boys. They really got something going, wouldn't you say? No questions. They really got something going.
Yeah, this is where you can be a little more assertive.
Whoops, just noticed I CC'd Sarah.
Yep. It's Kevin.
Any updates on the dog?
Yeah.
Please email me back.
Please email me back ASAP.
I'm sick. I'm dying.
I'm sick. I'm dying.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.